tonight, Eberhard Center, Grand Valley's Pew Grand Rapids campus. That's from where we broadcast, and it's all about tonight's presentation entitled Race and the American Dream, the Hauenstein Center Common Ground Initiative, those involved to discuss. Cleese Whitney, good morning to you on behalf of the center.
Well, good morning, Shelley. Good to be here.
Scott St. Louis, Program Manager with the CGI. We'll call it the Common Ground Initiative. Good work you do. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right. Very important topic that will be discussed tonight, Cleves.
Well, it really is. And this is in commemoration of Martin Luther King Day and the week where we're celebrating his life and legacy. And the Hauenstein Center is proud to partner with our Division of Inclusion and Equity on campus to bring this program to the community. This is a topic that we have thought a lot about at the Hauenstein Center because our Common Ground Initiative seeks to take the most difficult conversations and policy issues and cultural conflicts in our country. And we ask ourselves, how can we bring the opposing sides together? So we make a concerted effort to find people who have the temperament to talk with those with whom they disagree, not, you know, sort of the cable news brick throwing
shouting
types.
Matches.
we really try to avoid that kind of thing, but that does not mean that we escape the tough issues. And this particular issue that we're focused on with inclusion and equity this week on race and the American dream in tonight's program is one of the most difficult conversations we've been having as Americans. It's been a conversation that has been going on since 1690, Shelley, when slavery was first instantiated in the American experience. So we're looking forward to two really great people, Jason Riley coming in. He writes for the Wall Street Journal and is a policy analyst for the Manhattan Institute there in New York City where he lives, and Nicole Hannah-Jones, who is a writer for the New York Times and is just an excellent advocate on her own. She's written, they've both written just wonderful books that are equally critical, I think, of how we've handled this difficult conversation and these difficult policy and cultural divides, but their differences are from very different places. We're hoping that we can find a way to bring them into a stream of common ground by going at it with a good presentation from them and good audience participation.
And question, answer, as you mentioned. And Scott, yes, this all comes under the umbrella of the mission of the Common Ground Initiative.
Well, the mission of the Common Ground Initiative, Shelley, is to rehabilitate and revitalize, re-energize public conversation across lines of political and philosophical difference. As you know, we're living through a very divisive time in our politics, a very divisive time in our history, and we want to cultivate a public forum where leading minds of different worldviews can continue to encounter one another and engage one another, change their perceptions, alter their conclusions, challenge their assumptions. And so we're very happy to have these two leading national journalists coming out to set a standard for the new year.
You have Kyle Caldwell, Executive Director of the Johnson Center, moderating this event.
Yes, Kyle's a friend of mine. We go all the way back. We both served in the Engler administration back in the 90s, so I got to know Kyle long before he came here to Grand Valley in West Michigan. And he's just a first-rate intellectual in his own right. He's a good leader at the Johnson Center. And I thought he would be a brilliant moderator because he's somebody who has spent his whole professional career looking at how civil society works, how does voluntary society work in our country, not just the political. I did not want this particular event to just evolve into a political discussion. Kyle will bring that extra elevation to the conversation with his experience from the Johnson Center and philanthropy.
Event tonight is at 7 o'clock. Would you like reservations to be handled here?
We sure do, because this is we've already got, I think, about 350 people and growing. So the Eberhard Center is nicely equipped to take another 50 or 60 people, but it is filling up fast. I think a lot of Americans, certainly people here in West Michigan, realize the importance of this conversation, and that's why we're getting such a good response. And I should tell your listeners that C-SPAN will be covering this event as well. So C-SPAN always puts on a good production, too. So we're very excited to have their participation.
Yes. Let me, with some time left, I would like to dip a little bit more into the resumes of your speakers, Scott. Nicole Hannah-Jones, a Peabody Award and George R. Polk Award winner. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Her book, that's coming out is the problem we all live with. It looks like her focus on school segregation and policy could be a niche here.
Yes. Nicole is, I think, most well known for her work on school segregation. Her most famous article in the New York Times to date is entitled "Choosing a School for My Daughter in a Segregated City." I think one very unique thing about Nicole is that she chose to enroll her daughter in a public elementary school in the Bed-Stuy neighborhood of Brooklyn rather than to move her into a predominantly white private school outside of the neighborhood. Nicole has won the Peabody and Polk Awards for her work with Ira Glass on This American Life on NPR. And she basically looks at the way in which over the last three decades, school segregation has become a problem in the North as well as the South that's reached 1950s, 1960s level proportions. We've really slid backward, and Nicole's work is calling attention to that challenge.
Sandra Riley, as you mentioned, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, his book, Please Stop Helping Us, I understand, detailing efforts to help the black underclass.
Yeah, Jason Riley's work looks at the unintended consequences of even the best intentions. What he argues in Please Stop Helping Us is that perhaps moving to ensure equal results is not something that government can do. Perhaps the best that government can provide is equal opportunity. Jason is looking at, I think, a very complicated issue from a nuanced and exciting lens that will match very nicely with Nicole in a common ground format type event.
Shelley, I would add about Jason Riley, for those of your listeners who are familiar with the work of Thomas Sowell, who just retired, is no longer writing columns, but he has long been a professor and advocate for taking away the barriers to opportunity in our urban communities. I would say Jason Riley is the closest in spirit to Thomas Sowell of any of the up-and-coming mm-hmm. African-American writers. He really he's a talent. He's a great writer. He's very clear. He grounds his book, Please Stop Helping Us, and I love the subtitle. It's very pointed, How Liberals Make It Harder for Blacks to Succeed. He grounds chapter after chapter in a lot of hard social science data. He's not just making this up. And his point again and again is it's not enough to have empathy and heart for people who have not had opportunities and people who are suffering. You need to ground your policies in those that really work. You need to measure what the results are and not just be sentimental about trying to help folks. And that's Jason's message again and again. And that transcends racial lines because we know that there have been a lot of policies from the federal government that people are critical of across the board and how they apply to a lot of races. This explains some of the Trump phenomenon recently.
Race and the American Dream taking place tonight in the Eberhard Center on Grand Valley's Pew Grand Rapids campus on behalf of the Hauenstein Center Common Ground Initiative. I'll come full circle with the finales, but Friday is a big day in a couple of ways. You have a wheelhouse talk.
That's right. The Hauenstein Center is going to host its first 2017 Wheelhouse Talk. We're having Julie Mehdi Bennett come in. She's over in Lansing at Public Sector Consultants. And, you know, it's a very respected public policy research and program management firm. And she's going to be coming in and talking about energy, Michigan and energy. And that's been a hot topic in the Michigan legislature of late. I think, in fact, they only settled things recently, I think late last week in their energy bills. But she's responsible for PSC's energy and environmental practice. And the thing that attracts us to having somebody like Julie is that she's young, so she's able to relate so well to the students. They see somebody who's just, you know, a couple of rungs on the ladder ahead of them.
A guy with silver hair doesn't relate to the students? Okay, we'll move on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I can laugh at myself. That's right. I'm the old guy at the Hauenstein Center now. But this is why we bring in the young speakers. And yes. the 70 or so leadership fellows that we have really benefit from their exposure to these folks from all walks of life. And let me just add, Ralph Hauenstein left this world about a year ago this month, last week, in fact. And so we continue at the Hauenstein Center to host programs that are really in the spirit of Ralph Hauenstein and Peter Cook, the Peter Cook Leadership Academy that we oversee, to train people in leadership excellence and people who can ethically assess what a situation requires. So to have this host of speakers, whether it's Jason Riley or Nicole Hannah-Jones or Julie Mehdi Bennett, we're just so fortunate to have such a great stable of speakers who are coming in.
And obviously, take in the inauguration. That is, Friday's a day of history making.
Friday's going to be a very historic day. I think that it's been quite a while since the President of the United States has had so many people from Congress boycott the inauguration. You have to go back to 1973 with Richard Nixon's second inaugural address, during which about 40 Congress people boycotted the address. And we'll have numbers that probably exceed that on Friday. So it's going to be continue to be a challenging and a divisive time in American history. The Hallenstein Center, though, is countercultural. We stand here ready to try to bring people together, people who will find that they have policy connections they didn't realize, perhaps, historic roots, political connections, perhaps. That's what we're about. That's what we're continuing to do, because we are committed to that.
Scott, details one more time for tonight.
Sure. Race in the American Dream will occur 7 o'clock p.m. this evening on the Pew Grand Rapids campus of Grand Valley State University, 7 o'clock p.m., Eberhard Center, room 215. The event is totally free and open to the public, but we do request registration at howensteincenter.org/RSVP.
Great. Thank you, gentlemen. Enjoy tonight, this week, and beyond. We'll speak again. Take care.
Thank you so much, Shelley.
Glees Whitney, Scott St. Louis.